Portsmouth Christian Academy in Dover. You know, a lot of people still think that Portsmouth Christian Academy is in Portsmouth, but they're in Dover, and they've got a great school and a great kindergarten program. And joining me this morning is Carrie Abood, the lower school principal at Portsmouth Christian Academy. And she joins us for a few minutes to talk about the programs there at PCA in Dover. Good to see you. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
How are you?
I am good. Having a good day.
Having a good day. Wish we had a little bit more sunshine for you. I'm sorry about that.
It's okay. We've already talked about the lack of spring.
Now. And you're from originally Tennessee, where it's 70 degrees like every day down there, right?
Right. If not warmer. So, yes, I'm missing spring. Spring-like weather, certainly.
So you've been in the education field for quite a long time. You teach teachers how to teach, which is really cool. Mm-hmm. And you've been here in the Seacoast area now for about a year or so?
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And what made you want to take the position of the principal at the lower school of PCA?
Well, my family and I, we were looking for an opportunity to come to New England to be teachers or to be educators. And we are also looking for a Christian education experience. So. Yeah. That's how we got here.
Let's talk a little bit about the PCA, Portsmouth Christian Academy. I know we talked about off the air that some people still don't know where Portsmouth Christian Academy is. They are in Dover off Seaborn Drive there. And it's quite an amazing school. We've done a few broadcasts there with the students over the years as well. It's interesting to see what they have on their minds when they talk about some of the issues. But talk a little bit about the school and what it provides to people.
Yeah, great. So like you said, we are in Dover. It's about a 7-minute drive from downtown Dover to our campus. We sit on 50 acres, actually. So we're kind of our best kept secret back there. We're on 50 acres right along the Bellamy River. PCA is a pre-K through grade 12 school. We have approximately 500 total students this year. And PCA is the largest non-denominational Christian school in New England.
I didn't realize that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You've got a beautiful campus. It's a beautiful campus. If people have never seen it before, they should just drive by it because it's really amazing.
It is. And we actually have just put in a new waterfront dock off of the Bellamy River. So
nice. This
summer, our summer camp students are going to get to enjoy kayaking, stand-up paddle boarding, and a lot of waterfront activities for the first time.
That sounds great. That sounds wonderful, actually. I know the kindergarten program is very unique at PCA. Let's talk a little bit about why it is so unique.
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the things I think that we do really well with kindergarten at PCA is that we provide a well-rounded education. So we certainly subscribe to an academic focus in the classroom. So students are learning number sense. We use phonics for teaching reading, and all of our students are reading during their kindergarten year. But I like to say that we balance that academic learning with hands-on experiences and creative expression. Plus, we just have a lot of fun in kindergarten. I've seen science experiments on the playground, students parading down the halls in fairy tale costumes. And not too long ago, I jealously watched from a back window as both teachers and students snuck out and went sledding for a little while.
Oh, so that sounds fun.
Lots of fun.
Is kindergarten at PCA full day or half day?
It's a full day.
It is full day.
It is a full day. And another reason I think our kindergarten is unique is because of our smaller class sizes.
How big?
12 to 15 students in a class, and in each of those classes you have one teacher and then one full-day teacher's assistant.
Well, it sounds like a very intimate educational setting.
Absolutely. So our small class size allows for our teachers to really focus on each individual student to meet his or her unique needs, whether that means extending the learning, finding more challenging work, or incorporating a new teaching strategy. I believe that every child is known for his unique gifts at our school.
So tell me, I mean, obviously things are a lot different in kindergarten in 2018 than they were when you and I went to kindergarten. So what are kindergarten students learning these days?
Well, they're learning a lot. They're absolutely learning a lot. And it's such a joy to walk into the classroom because that joy of learning and the fun and the excitement of learning things that you and I just forgot how fun it was to learn. So the experience of walking into a kindergarten classroom is one of the highlights of my day as principal. I get to go into all of the classrooms and see what's going on. So our students are certainly, they're outside experiencing God's creation. They're inside playing with Play-Doh and making awesome experiments. And then they're also sitting down and learning from some of our fantastic teachers and being guided by them.
So what's a typical day for kindergartners like in PCA?
So at PCA, all of our students, kindergarten through eighth grade, actually begin together. So we meet together in the gym and we have a short devotion and a prayer, and then they move on to their different classes. So our kindergartners will have their morning meeting on the rug and they will meet with their teacher and talk about the day. day. There will be small groups and centers. There is at least two recesses every day for a kindergarten student at PCA, as well as a number of enrichment classes. So I'm proud to say our kindergarten students enjoy art class, music class, PE, library, and foreign language classes every week. So we rotate between Mandarin and Spanish for foreign language. And that's all starting in kindergarten.
You know, Kara, I have to tell you, what I remember from kindergarten, snacks and naps.
Yeah, we have those. We have snacks, absolutely.
But I remember, everybody put your head on the table and take a little rest.
Uh-huh. I think that probably still happens on occasion.
But the students, they just mature a lot faster, obviously. That includes their educational ability as well. I mean, what kids are learning in kindergarten, I think people will be amazed if they don't have kids as to what they are, you know, getting into first or second grades, the lower grades, what they know already. It's just amazing. And I'm not quite sure why that's happened that way, why we've developed in such a way, but we are becoming more mature faster. Kids are growing up faster, both physically and mentally. So I kind of find that's fascinating what they're learning in that type of environment.
Right. Well, and at PCA, we're a Christian school, and I think we take seriously our mission as a school to honor God joyfully by inspiring students to reach their God-given potential.
Yeah.
So that potential is different for every student, and we work really hard to meet that.
Now, I know you're having an open house coming up in the next couple of weeks. Let's talk about that for a second. And I know that's open up. It's for families basically interested in preschool through eighth grade, which is what you sort of supervise as the principal, the lower end of the school there. So let's talk about that open house, what people can find. If they're interested in finding out more information about PCA, they can go to the website, obviously, as well, pcaschool.org. But you can find out more and actually talk to people like yourself on that night.
Oh, absolutely. So it's Thursday, May the 10th at 6 o'clock. We are going to be in our lower school building. And one of the cool things we're going to be doing at this open house is it's going to be a STEM-focused open house. So families will get to come in and not only meet us, get a tour of the school, but they're also going to get to have some hands-on experiments where they get to play and their students get to interact with some of our current students and current teachers. Build things, go out. We're going to take a walk out to the dock and see the back of our property and see the new dock. And so it'll be a good experience and a great chance to meet people as well as learn more about our school.
Sounds good. And people can find out by logging onto the website, pcaschool.org. That's pcaschool.org. Kara Abood, a lower school principal at Portsmouth Christian Academy in Dover.
Absolutely.
Joining us this morning. Thank you for joining us. Appreciate it.
Thank you.